La la la, welcome back to the Homegrown Podcast, aka Homegrown the Podcast, aka the most mediocre podcast in the world. What is up? Happy fucking August 28th. How are you guys doing? It's been a long week. And there's been a couple weeks in between episodes, and for that, I apologize. I actually, since I moved, like, the internet situation here is kind of, shitty. I've been really struggling. I've been fighting with the internet, so, yeah. I'm gonna do better. But I've also been very lackluster uploading. Actually, I had, like, two episodes in the old back catalog that I've, just kind of been hanging on to, and I was like, I should just, like, release one of them. And yeah, no, not at all, not at all. I don't know. I've just been so busy, for one. For two, it's been extra busy, and for three, I don't know. For three, it's just been busy. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I love you guys. Anyways, let's fucking do an ad read and let's get into the episode. Okay, so as always, we are sponsored by PhoneSoap. Go to PhoneSoap.com and use the code TAKEDOWN and you get 20% off of your order. PhoneSoap is the home of the popular PhoneSoap tanning bed for your phone, which disinfects your phone 99.9% using UV ray light. But now they have a new product called the Surface Soap UV Ray Wand. You can literally be Harry Potter fucking casting spells on all the germs around your house with it. Uses UV ray lights, and you literally just hold it up to shit, and it like disinfects it. It's super fucking cool. We're also brought to you by OriginMaine.com. That is Maine, M-I-N-E.com. OriginMaine.com. Use the code Thomas10 for 10% off of your order. We have the popular Jocko Go pre-workout, as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare, which combats joint inflammation and promotes healthy joint mobility. There's also pretty badass training gear, as well as gis and rash guards. They got kettlebells. Pretty much, you want it, they got it. Okay? That's all I know to say. They got it. You want it, they got it. Yeah. Anyways, OriginMaine.com, use the code Thomas10, you get 10% off. We are also brought to you by Future Kimonos. Future Kimonos is the leading popular rash guard brand in no-gi jiu-jitsu. Okay, they have everything you could ever want. Rash guards, shorts, they have a Gordon Ryan limited edition right now. It is on sale. It's the same rash guard and short set that he wore recently at the Tezos Who's Number One, Gordon Ryan versus Felipe Pena. It's super fucking cool. Go check it out. Use the link in our bio and you get 10% off of your order. And, of course, we are brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Co. Okay? Go to the link in the bio, hit Homegrown Fight Co. and buy some of our new merch. We got some pretty cool shit that we've been working on. We have a Slim Reaper exclusive. We have a spring sale. Or I guess it's a summer sale. I don't know. We're going into the fall. We're going to have spooky shit. Buy up all the summer shit while it's still here. Anyways, Homegrown Fight Co. Hit the link in the bio. All right, y'all. August the 28th. Let it be known that I am whooping the fuck out of Danny the Crab Leg Cornette right now at 8-Ball Pool. Okay, we at the gym have recently gotten into 8-Ball Pool, the game pigeon, you know, like the iMessage version or whatever. Danny thought he was big shit because he beat me like twice. This fucking cat, I swear. Anyways, Danny thought he was big shit because he beat me twice, and I'm absolutely fucking wrecking him tonight. Okay? Two games so far, back to back. Cleared the table on him. I think I need a little bit of weed before I can play this fucking game. Truthfully, I think I need weed before I can play this game. Because I came home, we hit the pre-roll a couple times. Turned on Minecraft, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play Danny and 8-Ball really quick. Smoked his ass, okay? Secondly, it's August the 28th. Everybody knows what August the 27th was. We've been talking about it for multiple episodes now. So let's just fucking talk about it. By far, the shittiest day I think I've ever had competing. And at first I was like, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't really want to. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to talk about it because I feel like a lot of people listen to this podcast and they need to hear something of what I'm going to say. So, let me just say, I'm pretty good at jiu-jitsu. Now, I'm not sucking my own dick. I'm not, like, telling you I'm the fucking single greatest athlete in the world. I'm just saying I'm pretty good. And yesterday, I had an off day. And let me just preface this by saying I work with somebody who's been doing the same job for, like, 18 years. And every now and then, at the end of the day, whenever we go to check out, they'll always be like, oh, it was a rough day today. And finally, I started kind of paying attention to like what the rough days meant to him. Or what a bad day at work meant to him. And so yesterday, to me, was just a bad day at work. I didn't want to fucking be there, I don't think. Like, mentally, I was just like everywhere else but on the mat. And I think those days are bound to happen, but it doesn't stop them from sucking. And yesterday didn't suck all that bad. It's more so like today sucks, like the day after. Because, I guess, like I'm sitting here like thinking about it. I'm just sitting here like dwelling on it, like watching videos or mainly it was very drama filled. So mainly just reading like Facebook posts about it is just, you know, they come and go. Days, bad days come and go, okay? That's part of life. I believe I try to be as stoic as possible. And I also know that, like, every bad day spawns at least two good days from it. So I think I'm going to be okay. It's not the fucking end of the world. We're still competing, like, how many times do we count that we're competing before the end of the year? At least four or five more times. Between New Jersey, New York, Texas, etc. Like, yesterday is not the end of the world at all. I wish that there was a very drama-filled moment. And I wish that in the moment, I would have just head-kicked a motherfucker. I think that's probably the only thing that I really regret about yesterday. But you know, bad days come and go. Once again, I moved up in weight, and I take chances, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and it's perfectly cool. You never know where you stand in life without taking chances. So if there's anybody out there listening, because this podcast trends in countries, right? If there's anyone out there that is thinking about risking it to get the biscuit, I think you should. Like, I was trending, like, top 10 in Ireland, right? I don't know why. Have no fucking idea why. But to all my Irish out there, I love you, okay? But if there's some little Irish lad out there, and he's thinking about asking some old redheaded gal in his town to be his, sexual partner for the rest of their lives, hey, you should do it, bro. You should fucking do it. You gotta risk it to get the biscuit. I heard Misha Tate say that one time after she fought Holly Holm. She was saying you gotta risk it to get the biscuit. She won that fight. A fight she definitely on paper was not gonna win. And throughout the fight, she was not winning it either. Ended up getting a rear naked choke. It was an upset. And she said afterwards, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit. And I held on to that because I was like, I'm just fucking redneck enough. I'll say that shit. I'm drinking Maker's 46, and it is, it's in a bundle of alcohol I got from Coach Devin. Shout out Devin Bailey. I got Jefferson's Country Bourbon. It's Thomas Jefferson. I got Maker's 46, and we got Old Smoky Moonshine brand Mango Habanero Whiskey. And the mango habanero is good. If you've never tried it, it's like a bourbon that's mango habanero flavored. Habanero. Whatever. Anyways, the mango hob is literally like drinking a fucking sweet pepper with alcohol. It literally, it's so weird. It's like spicy. So I've been mixing it. If you guys want to drink along at home, I've been mixing it with Mountain Dew or apple juice, mainly Mountain Dew, and it's great. With the Makers, I'm doing a shot of Makers, and then I'm cutting it with Pepsi and a little bit of Mountain Dew for flavor. It's pretty good. I like it. I softened it up a little bit. It's really good. You can sip it by itself. I'm not a alcohol podcast at all. In fact, I'm a recovering alcoholic. But I am allowing myself one day to sit and sulk and drink a little bit of alcohol and smoke some weed, eat some shitty food, and then we are right back at it. So I'm reading the group chat. The group chat is absolutely blowing up. I'm allowing myself a day. So on this day, I had Mexican food, which I ate way too much of, and I'm having Makers and soda. And we're playing Minecraft, which is always fun. Oh, man. So much has happened in the last week. So much has happened. Tommy Lee. This might be old news now. Tommy Lee uploaded a picture of his dong on the gram. Okay, did anybody see this? Tommy Lee uploaded a photo of his dong and, you know, I think men everywhere just felt sorry for themselves for the day. If you follow Tommy Lee, I hate to say this because I'm not one of those guys. I fucking unfollowed him on the gram because of this shit. Because I was like, you know what? I don't ever want to open the gram and just see a random dick. You know, like, it's not on my to-do list, usually. I don't know if the mic's picking up these dogs. My neighbor has these dogs, right? And my neighbor is, we're a good distance apart. But he leaves them outside all the time, which is like a fucking pet peeve of mine. I hate when people leave animals outside. But he leaves them outside 24/7, and they fucking howl and bark at night. And on the other side of me, my neighbors on the other side of the woods are like in a fucking fraternity, and they party literally every night of the week. I've been sleeping really good lately, so normally I don't hear them, and it never wakes up Sadie, so I guess I can't complain. But on the downside is last night I was up kind of late, and I heard them, and they were just laughing and giggling. I had a really shitty day yesterday, and they're just laughing and giggling at fucking 12 o'clock midnight, and I was like, I really just want to go punch one of these fucking people in the face. It made me upset. I was like, why are you guys doing this? And then I was like, you know what? Like, fuck it. They need that. They needed that. They needed that little bonfire fucking hanging out by the grill, chillaxing. You know what I'm saying? They don't care that me and Alicia just spent all day at a jiu-jitsu tournament that we had to wake up and drive 2 hours to and then drive 2 hours back. They didn't care about that. So, I guess in a roundabout way, they, as much as we probably need a night like that, they probably needed that one. So kudos to them, fucking bitches. Anyways, back to this Tommy Lee thing. So it came out that Tommy Lee was reportedly on a bender. I'm going to fucking... That dog is... I'm going to call the fucking cops on my neighbor. I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to say there's a fucking murder or something happening there. I gotta do something about this. Okay, so update. Part of the dog problem was my own fault because I had my window open. And I'll take accountability for that. But that cocksucker barks all fucking day. Every day. All day, every day. Literally, one of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody leaves their animals outside. And I was like, you know what? This dude's a shitty neighbor. But, you know, whatever. But the fact that the fucking cocksucker barks all the time, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck up out of here. House of the Dragon, airing on HBO, is apparently trending. A prequel, I'm supposing, to the Game of Thrones. Yes, it is. The story of the House Targaryen. So it's apparently trending. I heard it was really good. I was not able to watch because the fucking HBO app was shitting the fuck out on me when I wanted to check it out the other day. So that's great. The Red Hot Chili Peppers received the Global Icon Award at the 2022 MTV VMAs. Who the fuck still watches award shows? Like, I know that the Ricky Gervais, intro or monologue had started trending after some set of award shows. But I can't even tell you which ones. And then once again, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, that went viral. I can't even tell you what fucking award show that was. I don't think I've watched award shows. God, it's been a minute. They're so pointless. They're so pointless because, and I'm not being one of those fucking guys that's like, oh, the fucking government, oh, fucking mainstream media. But I kind of am. Okay. You don't have to watch a fucking award show to know exactly who's going to win what awards. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mainstream media will give a push to whoever they favor. And then whoever they favor, normally, 9 times out of 10, gets these fucking awards. It's so pointless. It's so dumb. You are so dumb. I don't know. It is what it is. It is what it is. Who cares? Ricky Gervais lit it loud. Wow. He fucking lit everybody up in his award show monologue. I'm going to have to Google this so I can give you guys Ricky Gervais monologue? Golden Globes. That's what it was. The fucking Golden Globes. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you gotta check it out. He lit everybody the fuck up. Tom Hanks is sitting there just cringing. Talks about Epstein's flight log and you know. And speaking of Epstein, what the fuck ever happened to, what was his fucking, his girl's name? She had like a cum shot name or something. Ghislaine Maxwell. What happened with that? Nobody ever talks about that. The Epstein Island, the fucking flight logs, is the biggest fucking story for weeks. Ghislaine Maxwell is on trial. Nobody says a fucking word. That to me. And then the recent raiding of Trump's fucking, Trump's compound or whatever. Come on now. I don't know what I think. John McAfee has a documentary on Netflix. I'm very excited to watch it. If you guys don't know who John McAfee or McAfee, how do you even say that? McAfee? How do you even say that? Anyways, it's called Running with the Devil. And John McAfee faked his own death, dude. Weird shit, right? The whole world, we're living in a fucking simulation. More than likely. More than likely, I mean, you know, I'm a religious guy. More than likely, we're living in a fucking simulation, though. Shit is... I don't know, man. Shit is weird. Shit is very weird. There's a fucking... You know, I uploaded this thing earlier. And, you know, I'm trending in multiple countries, so you guys probably don't even understand what I'm about to say. If you're outside of America. And that's fine. I uploaded a meme earlier. It was a She-Hulk and then a Them-Hulk. Pronouns. It's 2022. There is a rampant fucking drug problem. Homelessness is at an all-time high. And we're worried about fucking pronouns. We are worried about what people refer to us as. Sometimes if I ever fucked up, my dad wouldn't even, he wouldn't even address me by my name. He'd say, hey, asshole. That was my pronoun, asshole. Or, you know, if you know, 2022, ass/hole. That was my pronoun. I don't understand this fucking, I don't understand this shit. It's so weird. Every time I get on Snapchat, which I try not to because I hate fucking Snapchat. Every fucking single time I open Snapchat and I scroll over, there's always some story about some six-year-old that's transitioning. And I don't understand it, and I'm not going to pretend to. I'm not going to pretend to even remotely grasp the concept of someone not being old enough to buy cigarettes or not being old enough to sign up for the military, but changing their entire identity. To me, that's criminal. I digress. We're 20 minutes in. I've been drinking a little bit. Who cares? Who fucking cares? We are living in a fucking simulation. I think I might have just had a meltdown. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got this new cat. She is fucking awesome. But she is such a little cunt. And if you're listening to this and you hate the C word, then hey, I couldn't hear you, mate. That's the joy about podcasting is I don't have to listen to feedback. Anyway, so the cat, I'm sounding very cynical today, and I apologize. I promise I'm not. I'm just, oh man, I was looking on Twitter for like news to talk about, and it's just so fucking outrageous. So outrageous. I just don't understand it. I don't understand. Anyways, this cat is fucking incredible, but she's such a little bitch. She smacked me clean in the fucking eye the other day. Moments after I woke up, I hadn't been awake a full fucking 5 minutes. She smacked me in the eye. And walking through the house, this cat's trying to like single leg me. She just latches on. But she's still in like that little kitten phase where she's like, I don't know. She's like, there's something off about her. Say hi to the podcasters. Say hi. Okay. There we go. She's entertaining. Sadie and her get along surprisingly well. And I want to end this episode talking about Sadie, because Sadie is growing up right before my eyes, and it's so sad. I mean, it's awesome. Like, I love it, and I'm so proud of my daughter. But it's so sad watching somebody that you could literally hold in the palm of your hand start growing up before you. It's just so... it's life-changing. But today was the weirdest fucking moment of parenting for me. And it was when we got home, I've been letting her pick what we watch on TV. And so we get home, and I think Leash was doing something, and she was like out of the room. And I just sat on the couch, and I picked up the remote, and Sadie was like, I want to pick. And I said, okay, get over by the TV. So she walks over to the TV, and she gets ready to pick what she wants. And she picks Pokemon on Netflix. And it was weird because I would watch Pokemon as a kid. Not often, but, you know, often enough, I knew what Pokemon were, and I was, you know, I liked it. And she picked Pokemon. And I was like, okay. Okay, sure. I clicked it. And I expected her, like, I guess I just expected her to not, I don't know, don't want it after I turned it on. She's very much into, like, unboxing videos on YouTube, like the, where they open the toys, and she's very into the, it's, if you have kids, it's called Genevieve's Playhouse on YouTube. It's a fucking great channel, but it's, like, a lot of Paw Patrol stuff, and it's really great for kids, but she's really into stuff like that. Gabby's Dollhouse, just, you know, stuff like that. And when she picked Pokemon, I just felt like it was such a big girl moment. And she made me so fucking sad, man. I was like, oh, man. And so I cut it on, and she cuddled up on the couch with me, and we just started watching Pokemon. And it was so fucking crazy, because I was like, I used to watch this shit. And now my daughter's watching it. So we downloaded Pokemon Go today in Walmart, so we can take her Pokemon hunting. But, Damn, it's just weird how life just circles back around to you, isn't it? So crazy. Such a weird life. And it's always entertaining. And having a small child, it's continuously entertaining and it's continuously fucking terrifying. The other day I had this meltdown because I was like, I hope the other kids at the daycare are nice to her. And I ended up texting her fucking teacher. And I was like, hey, how's she doing? Give me the details. Give me the game plan here. And she said she was fine. She said she was doing great. Super nice. Super sweet. She's made these little friends who are twins, by the way, and I can't tell them apart. And I used to work with a set of twins at the warehouse, and for months I thought they were the same person. They were just changing clothes throughout the day. And I was like, that's kind of peculiar, but whatever. Like, I thought it was weird, but I didn't really stress on it. But Sadie's made a pair of friends that are twins. And she seems to be having a really good time at daycare, and she comes home and wants to watch Pokemon. Like, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. That's my little baby. It's so awesome, man. Parenthood is so crazy. I don't know where I was going with this. We're 26 minutes in. I'm going to keep it short. We're going to end this episode. I'm going to have another episode for you by the end of the week. I promise this time. Okay? I have a surefire schedule on recording and uploading. So that'll be coming at you very soon. I didn't mean to ramble, but yeah, sometimes you get these. It's better than the last episode. I don't think me and Scotty talked about a single fucking subject last time. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for listening. As always, hit the link in the bio to check out all of our sponsors. We have really good sponsors. Like I said, we have everybody from Origin Maine, Jocko Fuel, to fucking Future Kimonos. And of course, my company, the Homegrown Fight Co., which is coming along very nicely. Oh, I just... Fuck. Just dropped something right on the fucking computer. It's coming along nicely. And I'm really proud of it. We're all very proud of it. We've put a lot of work into it. Homegrown Fight Co., go check it out. I discounted a bunch of shit so people would... I don't want to own a clothing company. I'm not shitting on anybody. But $70 for a rash guard and like $40 for a t-shirt, that's fucking criminal. So all the prices at the Homegrown Fight Co. are cheap. It's good material. And there's a lot of love put into it. Anyways, go check out the link in the bio. Go check out the Homegrown Fight Co. Follow us on Instagram. It's at the Homegrown MMA Show, but we're just going to share a page with the Homegrown MMA Show. They're cool. But go follow us on Instagram. Go give every episode a share, if you don't mind. And please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It definitely helps us out. And what helps us out even more is when you guys buy the shit in the link in the bio. I think I already said that. Anyways. I love you guys. I hope you guys have a great week. I just took up about 28 minutes of your time. I'm not going to take up a second fucking longer. I love you guys. Adios.